right now I'm doing a 13-week series on the character traits, the identity of a father, not a good father, but a father. Now, this is from my 90-day, 13-week course available to men who have gone through one of my two 30-day courses. Once you go through that 30-day course, then you can join this 90-day where I roll with a group of 16 to 20 dudes for 90 days and really dig into the identity and put some habits and practices around who you are as a father. Now, this week we are talking about connected, that you have the opportunity to be connected to your kiddos. But first, I had a real dad-ish moment today, and so no one better to share it with than you. Okay, so this week my daughter goes, she's a senior in high school. She goes to a private Christian school, and they're having this kind of week where there's workshops where people will come in and talk. And I talked to a group of boys on Monday, Tuesday about dating. And then today and tomorrow, I have a workshop on stewarding your inheritance as a child of God. And this is just going to show my age. And I can't admit it to my wife because she will just use it as ammunition to make fun of me for being old and having a dad moment. So now the only person who may have access to this is going to be the wonderful little sister from another Mr. Hannah, who will definitely make fun of me for this. So today I go into the classroom and all the students walk in. There's maybe 12 to 15 of them. And this one student walked in. I'm like, they look a little older. But then another student came in and I thought nothing of it. And I was like, I guess it's just another high school senior. So I do the entire 45-minute workshop. I had asked at one point, is there a Bible in this class? And this student found one and brought it to me. And as they brought it to me, I said, oh no, it's okay. You can read it. And then at one point, I even called on the student for their opinion. And after the class or the workshop, whatever, my daughter comes up to me and she's like, hey, dad, that was great. I like this and this, whatever. And also, that one lady is a teacher. She just graduated college. But it just goes to show when you're a 40-year-old dad, I don't know the difference between a 17 or 18-year-old or a 23-year-old. And I just treated her like a student the entire time. And so I laughed in my car and I thought, who better to share it with than all of you? So even though we're super intentional, awesome dads, we are still going to have those moments where the dad jokes and the jokes about dads come in. And, you know, I don't know what I could have done differently. It just is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, funny, because my next question is thinking about the connected father. Okay, how do you show up? How are you walking into a room? How are you waking your kids up in the morning? How are you putting them to bed? How are you sitting at the dinner table? How are you walking in the house from work? How are you showing up? Another question I love to ask. I've been working on this with my kids, so this is great to take this into the ammunition as far as you're teaching your kids is, hey, I understand that your intention or that you thought you walked into the house full of positive vibes, but nobody's experiencing you that way. So here's the question. How does your family experience you? Or if you're talking to one of your kids and they're having an issue or wrestling with a sibling or with a friend, it's how are they experiencing you? And although your intention might be that you are being silly or that you're being funny or whatever, if they're experiencing you in a different manner, you have to own how you're showing up. We could dig deep into that, but ultimately we only have control of ourselves. So for you right now, how is your family experiencing you? Now, as you think about this, what is your self-talk? Is your talk as you're walking into the house, I'm ready to show up, I'm here, I want to be present, I want to be engaged, wonder how my wife's doing, wonder how my kids are doing, or are you still just so thinking about your own stuff? And I get it, dudes. Oh my gosh, we have so much on our mind, right? But all those things that are so much on our mind, you and I have control over if we let those thoughts dictate how we're going to show up. Now, there will be days of stress, but my challenge to you and I is, are there a lot more days of stress? There's a lot more days of, hey, dad just has a lot on his mind, or hey, dad just had a busy work day or whatever. Because if that's the case, then that's just normal. Okay. And if that's just normal, then we have to learn how to create the warrior ninja skills in our head to not allow those thoughts or the stress to dictate how we're showing up. If it's making it so that we are disconnected from our family, because we have an incredible opportunity to be connected to those that have been placed in our care. What is your self-talk? How are you working yourself through the stress? How are you able to table that for tomorrow? I've even heard of some guys when they're coming home from work that they actually change out of their work outfit into a home outfit because it's like now I'm in my dad uniform or in my show up, my king uniform, whatever you want to call it, but I'm no longer work mode. I am now dad, family, house mode. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. Okay, what are you talking about to yourself in your head? Now, a lot of times we have two options. Faith in that I am an incredible man. I have a huge responsibility to show up for my wife and kids. I'm going to step into that identity. Or fear of what I'm not. Fear of what I'm not good at. Fear of I have so much on my mind. Fear of if I don't spend more time working on this, thinking about this. And so we're just running this fast pace. We want to be connected to our family. We want to step into the faith of who we are, believe it to be true. Now, fear will always be there, but when you know who you are, you can face the fear, right? You can be able to grab it in your head. I was just telling the kids today, like, I've got this dojo in my mind. I got little freaking karate warrior Ned who, when a thought comes in, I grab a hold of it and I go, does this thought line up with what I believe to be true about me? What God says that I am? Is it serving me? If not, okay, let's ditch this. Now, those could be little fears. Those could be anxieties. Those could be little things that come in my head. But ultimately, I am the one who gets to decide what I'm going to obsess about. What am I going to think about? What am I going to dwell on, positive or negative? And the negative ones, they're going to disconnect me. And you know what? The truth is even positive things, if I'm trying to up my surf game, my golf game, my jiu-jitsu game, my fitness, whatever, or my just business I'm building, even if it's for in the name of the family, those can keep me disconnected from the family if that is all that I'm focusing on. Okay, I love this word. Check out this word. Are you connected to your family consciously? Consciously, are you consciously aware? Now, here's what I want to challenge you on. If I say, hey, are you consciously connected to the family? Yes, Ned, totally. Let me just say, it is more than these four things. It is more than being kind to your family. It is more than acknowledging your family. It is more than putting up with your family. It is more than going through the motions. Am I consciously connected with another human being, whether it's my spouse or this little human being, which is half me, right? Am I connected to them consciously? Am I aware of who they are, what their desires are, what they love, what they don't like? Am I aware and connected to that? Now, I like the word, we use the word present a lot. So am I present with my family? But a word I've been leaning into a bit more is engaged. Am I engaged? It's so much more of an active word. It doesn't mean that I can just sit on the couch and say, I'm being present right now. Or I'm at the dinner table and being present, which can almost be passive. I can find that for myself, speaking for myself, that if I'm being present, sometimes that just means I'm not thinking about anything, I'm not doing anything, but I'm fully here and I'm paying attention. But what if I were to be engaged at the dinner table? Now, I'm going to give you 7 things to practice connection with your family. Okay, number one, be vulnerable. Hug longer. Don't let go of the hug. I love giving my son a hug because he still will hug me and I do my best to not be the first to let go of that hug. Now, here's another thing. It's like, I love my routine. I love to get in bed at my bedtime. But last night there was an issue with my son and his friend. My son came home upset. We ended up having this kind of like, I wouldn't call it a fight, but heated conversation. And we went back and forth and it was this thing. And then there was this little settling. And then I was like, going to go to bed. And I felt like I need to connect with my son. And so I went into his room and I was like, yo, dude, you want to go sit on the couch and just watch a show for a little bit? And we just sat there. I ended up rubbing his shoulder. And then his sister came home and told us all about her evening. And it was an extra half an hour, okay? An extra half an hour that I took out of my morning routine, which when you think about it, what matters most? What matters most? Okay, so be vulnerable. Create those moments. Even if there's heated stuff, don't go to bed upset. Now, number two, be in the moments. And here's how you know. Don't be on the outside looking in. Too much of the time, dads, we're on the outside looking in at what's unfolding, maybe judging or criticizing it, versus being fully engaged and present in the moment. Number three, ask questions. There's a difference when we ask questions, Dad. Sometimes we ask questions leading towards we think there was a better way, or we think our kids should have done it a different way, or because we want them to see our opinion or how smart we are or what we know about something. Ask questions to get to know them so that they open up and want to be connected to us. And number four, active listening. Don't just be listening, thinking about what you're going to say or what you're going to do next. Listen and obtain and retain what it is that's being said to you. Because, dude, your kids talking to you. And sometimes, like last night, my daughter's telling me all about her day at school. I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, just listen. Like, she wants to tell you this matters to her. Listen. Number five, remember what they say. Okay, last week my daughter told me she had an important meeting at school yesterday. This is a different daughter. And then when she got home and she had finished her driver's ed, she's in the kitchen, we're just talking, how's driver's ed? How did it go? What'd you learn? Oh, didn't you have that thing at school today? How'd that go? Just the sheer fact that I remembered something she told me 4 days ago, I'm connected to her. I know her. I'm thinking about her. You and I have that opportunity. Number six, check in and follow up, which is going with the remember. Check in. Hey, a couple weeks ago, you had that important meeting at school. How'd that go? What's up with that? What's going on with that? Okay. And you know what? A lot of times they're going to roll their eyes and be like, oh, Dad, whatever, leave me alone. But the fact that you're there, the fact that you're showing up, the fact that you're engaged matters. All right. Number seven, be consistent. Good news. This doesn't end. Continue to pursue when you find yourself living in fear, not stepping into the faith of your true identity. Tomorrow's a new day. Next hour is a next hour. Next minute's a next minute. Be consistent. Find consistency and rhythm in loving your family, serving them through being connected to who they are and opening up yourself so that they know who you are. All right, please write a review if this is helpful, if you like this. Write a review, help spread the word that fatherhood matters. And ultimately, if you have a homie who's a dad, shoot him a text. Hey, yo, I listen to this podcast every once in a while. I thought you might dig it. Check it out. Not a big deal. Help spread the word that fatherhood matters. All right, my dudes, remember who you are. You are a father and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact, and let's create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week as we continue on this 13-week series.